tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are the Roto Experts! Hour number two is underway! This is the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson. This is Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. We have arrived to the Fantasy Playoffs. Week 14 is upon us, gentlemen, with the close of Monday Night Football and another Bengals loss to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, another Bengals loss to Pittsburgh in typical Cincinnati Bengal fashion. So hopefully we don't have to deal with them in the playoffs this year. They can spare their fans of coming to that cold-ass stadium in January and freezing their butts off to watch them lose again.
A lot of people pointed out today, Matt, that the schedule really lined up nicely for Cincinnati this year. Now, their defense is pretty solid. They have offensive weapons. But much like we were just talking about with Jerry Reese and the Giants, Cincinnati had a glaring weakness along the offensive line, and they did nothing to address this. They lost players and did nothing to address the holes in the offensive line, and it's cost them.
It's cost them dearly, and, you know, that game was, that first half, how good they looked, and then the second half was how bad they looked. And that wasn't all Andy Dalton.
Not at all.
You know, Green, LaFell, they dropped some crucial key passes on him, and I still can't believe the Steelers won that game.
By the way, just to clarify, if you have Antonio Brown on your team, and he is questionable for Monday night, you always hold out to see if Antonio Brown is going to play Monday night.
I'll counter that. You are correct. But in two leagues, one in the Beat Christmas League, me and Andy had already secured best record and most points. But we went with Kenny Stills, and
right,
he got us 20 points.
He
so
did.
He didn't get us the 24 and a half, whatever AB got. And in another league where I was fighting for same thing, best, I was fighting for best record and most points, I went with Theo Riddick, who got me 17-plus points. So I think that was the right move at that point, because I wasn't sure. Because if he didn't play, I couldn't afford to take that zero in that league. Maybe the other league where I had it locked
you couldn't,
up.
You couldn't grab a Brandon LaFell or anything like that?
Nope. It's not. You get the waivers on Wednesday and Friday. That's it.
Yeah, so that's a little bit different. You have the ability to grab someone on Monday just in case. I'm going to wait on an Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I'm
going to
wait on AB 84, top player in fantasy football. Gets it done, so consistent. I'm more than likely to wait on him. Now, in Matt's situation, when you're this late in the season and you're playing for specific things in specific weeks, I can see that. But for the most part, you're rolling them out there 95% of the time.
AB's final line from Monday. 8 catches, 101 yards, targeted 15 times by Ben Roethlisberger.
Toe is fine.
And a touchdown where he got lit up on. It seems like the toe is okay.
I just want to thank him for dropping that touchdown pass. That was a big difference in money-wise.
Le'Veon Bell had over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown, as well as 76 yards rushing on the ground. These are why they're the two best, Corey.
These are the two top players in fantasy football, fantasy-friendly offense. Ben Roethlisberger goes right along with them as their quarterback on the road playing good ball right now. So shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I will say this, though. I am not going to overdraft Juju Smith-Schuster next year.
No.
Because
no.
You know Le'Veon, we say it all the time, Le'Veon Bell goes one or Antonio Brown goes one, they go 1-2. There's only so much to go around.
He's
Juju
not a top
will have
30 wide receiver.
He will have his games, but I am not going to trust him next year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network here with you. And last night you saw A.J. Green have 2 touchdowns. Should have been another one.
Should have been a hat trick.
Should have been a hat trick. It was not.
Damn it.
Happens. A.J. Green gets you 2 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, though, gets hurt. And despite all the talk today being about Ryan Shazier's horrible injury, being about Vontaze Burfict's horrible injury, the other major injury that we had last night was Joe Mixon, who also left this game with a concussion. Do you feel confident playing Giovanni Bernard this Sunday?
It's all going to depend on options. I'm definitely, if he's out there, definitely he's one of the top waiver wire pickups. Depending who's out there in your league, I would assume he, you know, at this point in time, there's not much. But these Yahoo and CBS leagues, I never know.
Well, let me give you 2 other options, Corey.
Yeah.
Besides Giovanni Bernard this week. The first option that comes to mind is Peyton Barber. He had like 75 carries, I believe, this past Sunday. Doug Martin was concussed. And this offense, as much as it was about Jameis' return and Cameron Brate, it was really the Peyton Barber show. Would you rather have Peyton Barber or Giovanni Bernard this Sunday?
I think I'd rather have Peyton Barber this week. I think situation lines up where the workload he's getting, you can kind of depend on. And one thing I'm seeing from the Bucs, it seems like they want to take the ball away from Jameis Winston. It's not fair.
I don't know why you seem so perplexed by that.
I am perplexed.
Yeah, it seemed like a trend last year, though. It's for some reason, maybe it's the way Dirk Cutter wants to play it, get a lead.
Or maybe Jameis isn't that good.
I wouldn't go that far.
I think he's disappointed. That. He didn't live up to what we expected this year, but I'm not giving up on Jameis.
No.
You know, I mean, look at these wide receivers, like guys like Aguilar and Funches that we wrote off. Sometimes it takes, maybe this year we expected it. People might be off, like guys like him and Mariota next year, and that might be their year.
I think they got a little too full of themselves. Mm-hmm. Both of those teams and both of those quarterbacks, Mariota and Winston, they're always going to be connected at the hip. You know what I mean? Much like Eli and what's your man's name in San Diego?
Phil Rivers.
And like you know, some other players also. But one thing I will say is
Andrew Luck and RG3.
Oh God. One thing I will say though is overrated, even in the fantasy circles.
Definitely.
Derek Carr, put him in that mix too. Mm-hmm. These are guys that you still come back to next year though, because the price would be faded on them next year. If their situations are the same as they are this year, you kinda know what you're getting already. I expect an uptick. This Tampa Bay Buccaneer team got a little bit too full of itself. They thought they were just going to be able to show up. That NFC South is not just a show-up division. You got to come to play in the NFC
Best
South.
Best division in the league this year.
I mean, Derek Carr was a popular MVP pick for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He was a popular fantasy breakout star, and he's been very disappointing.
Would you play him this week, though?
They're playing
Kansas City. Right?
I think you probably have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to. Like, I'm looking in my Staten Island league, we get the bye, and I've already texted my friend that was like, Keenan Allen gets the Chiefs in week 15. Like, wow. You got to be looking at, you know, who's ever playing the Chiefs, you're all in.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the decision I'm going to have, gentlemen. I'm not going to know what to do. When am I allowed to ask lineup questions? When does that start?
Thursday?
For me, it's now.
We're here.
So, I'm
just going to ask Matt this question then, Corey.
I'm excited for Thursday.
I'm just going to ask you. I'm freaking out about this. And this is the question I'm going to ask every show I have. So, I have 2 wide receivers.
844-843-6879.
I'm calling in.
All right, okay.
I have 2 wide receivers, I have 2 flexes, and I have 2 running backs, right? It's a Kareem Hunt question, is what it is.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
I'm going to start Julio against New Orleans. I'm going to start Larry Fitzgerald against Tennessee. I'm going to start Michael Crabtree against Kansas City. We all agree with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
No question. Okay. Would you start Davante Adams against... Here's what it comes down to. There's 3 spots. There's 4 guys. Kareem Hunt, Carlos Hyde, Davante Adams, and Kenyon Drake. Okay, 3 spots,
this is PPR,
4 guys.
Right?
Half.
Half point. Davante Adams versus Cleveland, I think you got to
do that.
Even though last week was disappointing.
So I agree.
Adams is in.
So now there's 3 running backs, and I have 2 running back spots. Carlos Hyde, Kareem Hunt, and Kenyon Drake.
I don't think you sit Carlos Hyde. The volume in the passing game is a little bit too much in the PPR. I think you roll him out there.
Carlos Hyde is the worst matchup of all of them.
He does
Houston.
Have the worst matchup.
Yeah, the Texans.
It's for me, I think Drake, I think the Patriots are going to steamroll this team.
Okay.
I mean, look. The Dolphins beat up on the Broncos. Gase got his revenge and all that. I'm going to probably say play Drake.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's all his.
Right.
There's no worrying about a Matt Brader. Brader got a little too much for my liking this week. And I love Carlos Hyde. I've been with you on
every
that.
Step of the way.
Yep.
I mean, it comes down to Hyde versus Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
Hyde
I'm not the guy to ask.
Is more guaranteed.
Hyde is the more guaranteed. I just, this Raider matchup is just too good. Once again, I'm going to fall on the sword. It's very close. I'm the Kareem Hunt guy. I'm going to fall on the sword with Kareem Hunt.
You're benching Carlos Hyde.
It's actually, for me, it's probably between Hyde and Drake, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But like I said, I've become irrelevant on Kareem Hunt.
I should turn my back to him then.
Irrational.
All right, what are you doing? You're benching Kareem Hunt?
I'm benching Kareem Hunt. The workload is just too up in the air. It's too unpredictable right now. We don't know what Andy Reid is doing. This team is in a free fall. Now, you would think that would help them get things back on track. We just can't keep saying this every week.
Well, you're right. Corey's right. You can't keep saying it every week. But what's going to happen?
It's called insanity, gentlemen.
No, it is.
It's insanity.
The very definition of insanity. But what's going to happen is the playoffs are here. You're in. You're fighting to get to the, you know, you're fighting for that next round. Kareem Hunt's going to be on your bench, and he's going to put up like 36 points. And you're going to be like,
oh, he can put up six.
He's been putting up 10 for the most part. He had one game where he really hasn't put up.
9.3 is not 10, man. I'm just fooling with you on that one. But I get what you're saying, though. But he's not getting enough.
Yeah,
work,
no, yeah, he hasn't been. That's been the issue. How are you up 14-0? You have a terrible defense.
Mm-hmm.
You're up 14-0 within 5 minutes of the game. And Kareem Hunt gets a total of 9 carries. To me, that's insanely bad coaching.
So then, because we can't coach the team, shouldn't we just play what the coaches give us?
You probably should bench Kareem Hunt. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, God. All right, that was not helpful. All right.
Yeah, nothing got accomplished there, did it,
Greg? No. This is going down to the wire.
Well, you can check the link.
Definitely check the link. I'm going to watch Lineup Lock Live on Sunday as well. A couple of other running back issues or questions for this week. I gave you Peyton Barber and Giovanni Bernard. What about Kerwin Williams, Corey? There's potentially no Adrian Peterson again. Kerwin Williams in the Arizona running game looked very, very good this past Sunday. Would you go after Kerwin Williams?
I think it's matchup-based, depending. You know, you don't want to put it on Kerwin Williams at this time of the season. Because that offense, that game script, that game plan can change week to week. You never know. It's nothing really that we can hang our hat on there is without Adrian Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay,
well,
so
what I'm annoyed about is if Andre Ellington was still on this team, he would have held the PPR option.
He would have been.
You know, you probably would have got like 15 targets last week.
Well, you say that, but Andre Ellington is a PPR option because they lost Bruce Ellington to the Texans last week. They didn't have Will Fuller. They lost Braxton Miller. Andre Ellington played wide receiver across from DeAndre Hopkins last week.
You know, we're talking about this game. That's the problem crazy. Here, Kerwin Williams did look
real. He did. He looked real good.
Mm-hmm. And he did look really good. But then when they get to that goal line, you got to worry about Penny coming in and taking
too much.
Vulturing it. And can he do it again? That's a risk. I'd rather probably roll with like a Gio, who I know. If Mixon is out, and I know he can catch the ball,
right.
Run, and it's really his backfield. Or I'd probably go Peyton Barber ahead of him, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm completely with you guys there. Chris
Would
Carson.
Play Peyton Barber over Kareem Hunt?
I don't even know if I'm playing Kenny and Drake and Carlos Hyde over Kareem Hunt.
Just curious. Just throwing it out there. That's a thing.
Of course it is. Every one of these guys is a thing.
It is amazing what a polarizing player Kareem Hunt has become.
Yeah,
and I don't know what to do about it.
It's almost to the point where you would play Ezekiel Elliott over him. Same production.
We need a Kareem Hunt a little longer.
Yeah, we do.
If we had a Kareem Hunt, you don't think Corey and I would have broken him already?
It'd have been swimming with the fishes.
I would have been protected. I
would have taken him and thrown him against the wall. And if I play him this week and I lose because of him, I will once again take him.
The five families would have had him under the security watch.
We need to get some crutches for Odell or some kind of bandage over his ankle. He should be feeling better now, right?
No, he'll be fine. Chris Carson is unbelievably ahead of schedule, according to Pete Carroll.
I'm not listening to that either.
Yeah. But what I am bringing up is Mike Davis, who looked very good. And what happened on Sunday night was he basically played all the snaps, right? Like, you saw a very limited amount of touches from J.D. McKissick, even though he scored the touchdown. One touch for Eddie Lacy, one touch for Thomas Rawls. Basically, everything else was Mike Davis.
The only thing is, I'm not crazy about this matchup this week. I mean, once they got Darius, he was the missing piece. Like everybody was talking about with the Bills. With the Bills, he was playing a limited amount of snaps. He was injured. He's a talented head case. I don't really love this matchup, but I like Davis for the rest of it.
Yep.
Same for you, though.
15 to 16, he's a player you might be able to look at, depending on your situation.
Right.
You shouldn't make it this far. You playing Seattle running backs, but it's this week is not good, but I can see it moving forward.
We can break. More waiver wire help coming your way next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back with you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson. Wall Street Matt Modica here with you. 844-843-6879. And we wanted to continue to try to help you with the waiver wires. I named a bunch of running backs that could be out there. There's two more on my list I wanted to bring up before we go into the wide receivers. Corey, Matt Forte. He had a bunch of carries this week.
He's a thing still, but it's another thing. It's another one where you can't really script it. It's a little bit more predictable than what you can get from Mike Davis.
Yeah.
As a running back three flex option in the PPR, I can see it with Forte. I just personally don't like to depend on old running backs. Yeah. It can happen at any time.
I like the guys we named better than that, Forte.
Yeah, what's tough is you got Forte there. You got Powell getting the touchdown. And credit to Fantasy Phenom Mike Florio for putting out McCown has more rushing touchdowns than any of them. He's got five on the year.
Crazy.
He's a good sneaker. He's like Carson Wentz. There you go. The only other running back we have not mentioned here on my list is someone named Tyon Green.
Oh, from the Lions?
From the Lions, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
See, if the King would have called him out this year, that would have been...
No, the King's still stashing Dwayne Washington. Yeah. As much credit as he gets for Cooper Kupp, we have to remember Dwayne Washington as well.
Don't forget that.
I'd like to make that, abundantly clear. All right, wide receivers on the waiver wire. That includes a guy that you brought up earlier, and that's Marquise Goodwin. Now, Goodwin's still out there. And with Jimmy G as the quarterback... And Marquise Goodwin is the number one option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's.
You have to consider doing this.
Wide receiver three flex option at worst, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In 12 team leagues, I don't see how he's not. He is their number one wide receiver.
He's the passing game out there. You got to get him involved. If he's on your waiver wire, he needs to be scooped up.
And, I'm not saying he's startable, but a guy if you can put on your bench, like say some Goodwin, I'm assuming. I don't know what his percentage on.
We're looking up right now.
But I'm assuming Goodwin's more, should be pretty heavily owned in my opinion. But if not, the other guy, Trent Taylor.
Trent Taylor is also on the list here because I think in the slot with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing the ball, his value takes an uptake as well.
No doubt. I mean, this is still Kyle Shanahan's offense, still fantasy friendly. So as Jimmy G starts to get more of a grasp, but as we go down these last couple of weeks, I think players like this are nice players to put on your bench if you have the roster real estate.
Marquise Goodwin in CBS fantasy leagues is only owned in 36% of leagues.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, that's definitely, that should be rectified this week. You're going to see a lot of people going there, picking him up. I'm trying to find the way in the prime time I have with Vlad, getting him in the lineup this week.
I don't disagree. If you have a spot for him, I have no issue starting Marquise Goodwin with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing him the ball. And the same, I do have a problem starting Trent Taylor, but I kind of want to own him in the PPR for the end of the year.
I agree. I mean, Trent Taylor is a tough start.
Yes.
Throwing him out there. But I think Goodwin, this matchup too. We're looking, we base a lot of stuff on matchups and stuff. And you're getting that Texan secondary.
Absolutely. I get it. Now, we base a lot on matchups, and Denver is no longer a tough matchup, as we've seen over the recent weeks. The big story has been Robbie Anderson, Corey. Your guy, Robbie Anderson.
I love him.
Five straight games with a touchdown, yeah. Over 100 yards last week, and...
Drinks on Robbie. Drinks on Robbie. Drinks on Robbie.
Because of how good he has been, Jermaine Kearse has kind of gotten undervalued and, yeah. and underappreciated, I think, in a way. He is owned in 63% of fantasy leagues, but if he's not owned in your league, I want to know, Corey, can you pick him up this week and start him?
I don't know if I really want to start him. Jermaine Kearse is kind of hit or miss. Had that good game last week, but he could disappear. You got to like the volume that you see out of that passing game, but I think they might try to take the air out the football a little bit this week. Robbie Anderson's a must-start. He goes in your lineup every week. Jermaine Kearse is a flex option as a fourth wide receiver. Is risky.
I know what you're saying about disappearing, but his last two games, 11 for 105, 10 for 157.
Jets offense out of the break, I mean, out of the bye, has been pretty impressive.
It's been fantastic. I don't know which wide receiver season to keep to leave, and which he's Chris Harris. I don't have no idea.
I don't care.
Yeah, that, you know, it's open skies in Denver. Avoid.
So you don't. No matter what, Robbie Anderson locked and loaded.
Robbie Anderson's going in my lineup. Over, or else I'm not setting the lineup.
Over a guy like Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp on this past Sunday came out of the gate blazing hot, and then had like one reception in the second half.
That's true. There you go. So that's Jermaine Kearse. Moving on from there, the guy that you spoke about as somebody that, listen, you had him in your lineup all week last week. You wound up not starting him. That was Mike Wallace, Matt. And Mike Wallace and Joe Flacco have this chemistry. I said to Corey before, maybe it's the age bias, but I don't feel comfortable throwing in a Matt Forte in my lineup, and I don't feel comfortable throwing in the equivalent Mike Wallace at the wide receiver position.
I'd feel better with Wallace over Forte.
I agree with that, but...
I mean, you just 8-11, that's 19 targets in 2 weeks. And like I said, he is captain check down, but he can throw the deep ball. And the strength of Mike Wallace is running the deep route. So I'm not, look, am I comfortable? No. But is it the worst case scenario? Absolutely not. I would play Wallace in certain situations.
Would you play Wallace over Goodwin?
I think I'm going to go Goodwin here.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, the matchup's better. It's not the Steelers. This is going to be a game that's probably going to come down to a field goal, because it always does. So I'm going to take Goodwin and Jimmy G over that
two one. More
Can
names.
You imagine the Ravens get the sixth seed. They get into the playoffs. They get past the bye. They play the Steelers in week 15 and beat Pittsburgh. That could happen.
Of course it can.
That's crazy. And then we got to watch the Ravens in the AFC Championship game.
blown out by the Patriots.
Exactly.
I tell you, Jackson
beat them too, though.
I'm telling you, Jacksonville versus the Patriots would be a hell of a championship.
That would be nice to see.
I was talking to my Jaguars fan friend, Hometown Heller, this week.
Hometown Heller.
And I was just like, I feel like the Jaguars is like the one team that, if I'm a Patriots fan, I don't really want to see.
Picture this. Would this be the craziest scenario of the Super Bowl? Blake Bortles Super Bowl MVP. Would that
That'd
just
be
insane?
Wild. That'd be wild.
I will not do that. I'm
just throwing it out there.
That'd be wild.
It will not happen. It will not happen. We're not going to entertain this. It will not happen.
All right, so let's not entertain it.
Thank you. Two more wide receivers out there. I don't know if Will Fuller's coming back this week, but Will Fuller.
I'm not fooling with Will Fuller, not now. And then I want Fuller with Watson, not Fuller with Savage.
So DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a first-round draft pick next year, rightfully so, as talented as he is. Where's Will Fuller going to go?
I can see Will Fuller going in that 6th, 7th round range. Maybe
like
even
that.
The 5th.
Yeah, no, I'm Watson back. Watson. I'm going to take that. And look, even if he comes back, I'm not saying, you know, you're not starting him this week. But he's somebody that, you know, maybe the following week, depending upon. Look, Savage is, you know, fighting for his career right now. And he's doing the right thing by throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins time and time again. But obviously, it's going to open up some things for Will Fuller. He's shown last year, this year. The problem last year was he was getting open and dropping
the ball.
He's catching the ball. So that home run to fly ball rate, as crazy as it is, might be a thing.
I like Will Fuller this year. Last wide receiver, it's a name that we have brought up on the past in the show. It's another wide receiver on a bad team, but he's looked good. It's not Charles Inman.
Yeah, Dontrell Inman, this time of year, Dontrell Inman always shows up. You know what I mean? he's like December Zach Ertz. He comes up this year. You pick him up. You put him on your fantasy teams. It's going to be weeks, but you're going to be like, wow, thank God I got Dontrell Inman. And right now, Dontrell Inman is in that zone. I could definitely see you flexing Dontrell Inman or putting him in as a wide receiver three.
We flexed him this past weekend. Vaccaro put
instead
him
of who?
I forget who the other options were, but we had him in there because Crabtree was suspended, so that really hurt us. We had Amendola, but we didn't want to play him.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know with him.
So you went with a Dontrell Inman, who in CBSSports.com leagues is currently available. Whenever the computer loads, I'll let you know. He is currently available in over 85% of leagues right now.
So basically, you can go on there and pick him up this morning if you want to.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. And listen, he's startable. Right here, Matt Modica, a highly priced league, threw him out there.
Got us at second place.
There you go. 844-843-6879. We're going to take your calls here. How you're feeling. We talked about the tight ends a little while ago. And tight ends that you could pick up in place of Rob Gronkowski. Some of the names that we brought up: Ricky Seals-Jones, Trey Burton, David Njoku. A name that we didn't want to bring up was Dwayne Allen, Corey.
Yeah, I'm not fooling with Dwayne Allen. Dwayne Allen don't get no work. Dwayne Allen is inactive. When he's active, he's inactive.
I'd start Eric Ebron over Dwayne Allen.
I'm not starting either of those two gentlemen.
No, I'm not starting either, but I'm just saying.
Make sure Cameron Brate's not out there.
Oh, yeah, if Cameron Brate's out there, he's option numero uno.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure he's not out there. There's two other names that I did want to bring up when it came to replacing a Rob Gronkowski, replacing whoever your tight end is this week. The first is Ben Watson. Baltimore caught a touchdown this past week. Flacco seems to get in a little bit of a rhythm.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know, I'm okay. You know,
deeper dive.
Deeper dive. You know, basically, you're hoping for a touchdown.
Yep.
Which is okay. So I think you're all right with Ben Watson. And then the other name, Matt, is Steven Anderson for Houston. I brought him up yesterday on the show, and I don't think you can ignore double-digit targets to a tight end. I understand the matchup was good against Tennessee, and that may be why you like a Ricky Seals-Jones, but when Steven Anderson, and a lot is because how banged up Houston is, but when Steven Anderson is getting this many targets, we cannot ignore him.
I take the three guys we discussed earlier.
Which are Ricky Seals-Jones, David Njoku, and Trey Burton.
I take those three over Anderson, but I take Anderson over Watson.
Yeah, no doubt.
Would you take Anderson over
Ebron?
Ebron as well, yeah.
That I would.
Okay, so there you go. Steven Anderson. Desperate. If you're desperate, there's options.
There's plenty of people desperate, let's be honest. You headed into the playoffs, you know, it's the NFL.
Injuries happen, suspensions happen. Exactly. So there are a lot of possibilities.
It seems like we're dealing with a suspension like every week, every other week.
You're absolutely right.
One of the seasons where we've had the most suspensions to our fantasy stars.
No question about it. Ezekiel Elliott, Rob Gronkowski, Michael Crabtree coming to mind. Mike Evans, AJ Green should have been suspended. So there's been a lot of suspensions. Good point, Corey. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll answer your telephone calls. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. I'm also going to mention why you don't want to start any Denver Broncos this week. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Still a thing?
Still a thing. This is a very old song.
Yeah.
Most girls.
Pink was all right.
Pink was good.
Yeah, she was straight.
Out of Philly area.
Yeah, I don't have no problem. I don't want no beef with Pink. Some of that other stuff that, though, I don't really know too
like,
much about.
Like what?
Something real poppy. Y'all was playing yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
It's real poppy, and it was like that was a Sussman song. It was real poppy. I don't know what that one was called.
Like Florio, do you have any idea what Corey's referring to?
I didn't hear Florio.
Did he speak to us?
I do not.
Oh, there it is.
I got a beef with him.
Okay. Yeah, you got a beef with him.
Yeah, because y'all the BFFs, and I got to take down one of the members of the BFFs in the playoffs this week.
I think we need like a crossover like Frenzy BFF, and we just do like a battle royale, and like EY could like body slam Jake, you know. People would love to see that, right?
Yeah, they would.
People would like to see any of us get body slammed through this table, to be fair.
Yeah, but Jake especially.
But Jake also provides a lot of people with a lot of help.
That is true, too. But
week.
You know how people are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, a couple of other notes before we get to you at 844-843-6879. And that's Tyrod Taylor with his bruised patella tendon. It seems like you mentioned Steph Curry during the break, how he may have avoided a major ankle injury. Tyrod Taylor may have saved himself a lot of money by not tearing that patella tendon.
Yeah, no, but I mean, the thing with Taylor, the Bills are just looking to put Peterman back. Let's be honest here. Once they are mathematically eliminated, Peterman will be under center. So you can't be riding Tyrod into the playoffs, in my opinion. You had to have other options lined up. Otherwise, you're going to be scrambling and probably starting like Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, if you were a Tyrod Taylor owner and you was rocking Tyrod Taylor down the stretch when he had those good matchups and you were able to qualify for your playoffs, you very well should have been smart enough to know that at any given moment, Tyrod Taylor could not be the quarterback and you should have other options on that team already.
You absolutely. I know you do, Corey, if that team's still alive.
That team is done. That team is gone, thanks to
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, it wasn't Tyrod Taylor's fault.
Nope. No, it was not Tyrod Taylor's fault. It was Andy Reid's fault.
It was Andy Reid's fault. Andy Reid cost the fan executive money.
Yes, he did. Andy Reid, I'm coming to your house for Christmas this year. I'm bringing my two children with me. My daughter wants an iPhone 10.
Is that what she wants?
Yes. Can you imagine that?
What about your son? Does he want one as
he
well?
He just wants video some games? Money. Nah, he just wants, like, just give me some money.
He's smart.
Yeah. Andy Reid, you owe my son some money.
That's like if you ever go to a wedding, don't buy somebody a gift.
Yeah.
Give them cash.
Put something in the bag.
I want to go back to this. So your daughter wants an iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,000, I believe.
Yeah, it's not happening, Greg. Yeah, I know.
So she's going to be upset.
She know, she'll be all right. She's already, like, I'm like, I don't think Santa Claus is going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was told it was sold out. Sold out.
Santa don't have no
they
more.
They can't make any more in time.
They only ship a certain amount up to the North Pole.
From the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell her that.
If you are watching this, you can just see how excited Corey is by that response he just thought of. He is so proud of that response to give to his daughter over the iPhone X. It's amazing.
Amazing. What do they advertise these things on children's programs?
Probably.
Smart. That's crafty. That's crafty.
They're not fools.
They're not fools.
Yeah.
Well, one commercial I can think of when I'm thinking of the iPhone actually is that commercial for the Galaxy with the guy walking down the street going through years. Yeah, oh, new iPhone. That's the one commercial I think of right now.
That is that. Yeah, I've seen that. That's interesting.
I'm happy.
You have the iPhone X. Nice advertisement. It's a nice case you have too.
I hate the case though. Sure. I haven't had a case in years for my iPhone.
So what made you do it now?
I spent a lot of money on this one. This one I bought.
I got to go buy a new one today, so I'm going to have to end up buying two this month. That's crazy.
Probably not getting any iPhone X.
I'm not getting that 10 joint. I'm not paying $1,000 for that joint.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If I would have won something, I would have.
Maybe,
know what I'm saying?
Maybe you still win something. Maybe
I mean, I didn't win no week 13 money this year.
Right. But what if you win a championship, are you going to get the iPhone X?
By that time, I'm going to have to go buy a telephone today.
Oh,
I might get to five now. Let me stop.
I think we need to pick like a Thursday, I'm thinking, because Friday we do old school at night, so that's not going to work.
Okay.
But a Thursday, I'm thinking Del Frisco, because I haven't been there. That was my favorite steakhouse work on Wall Street.
Yeah, sure.
We'll do hairs, we'll get a little dressed up and spiffy.
All right.
I like that, too.
Certainly, it's December, you know, things are...
Yeah, it's festive.
It's absolutely festive. The studio's going to be festive soon enough, by the way.
I'm shocked. I mean,
it's coming.
Mondo, I figured, would happen.
Oh, it's coming this week. I believe Friday's decoration
day. I figured, like, every break we'd be hearing Christmas songs and stuff.
No, not on
he
this.
He did
a hell of a job by him
providing me with the six-set Christmas CDs.
Nice.
I've been rocking them.
I don't like Christmas music.
Well, I can understand.
It doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't do it for me.
Shout out to Adam Sandler.
I like those songs.
No, Adam Sandler joint is cool. It's classic.
Yeah, that was funny.
There's four of them now.
Really?
Maybe five.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to football here just for a little while.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper is hopeful he will play on Sunday. If he does, Corey, can you start Amari Cooper?
Yeah, you can roll him out there if he plays on Sunday. It's a good matchup versus that Kansas City Chiefs. You saw how he went off against them last time. You put him out there, cross your fingers, hopefully he can have another big explosion game like he did. Maybe not, but if he can get you in that 20-point range. We were talking before the show about the fantasy bust of the year. Amari Cooper is definitely in that conversation.
Yeah, I think so, too. Amari Cooper has, other than 1 week, let you down pretty much every week.
Yeah, no, that is the case, but you have to play Amari Cooper this week. If he's on your team and he's active, it's Kansas City Chiefs. We've discussed this. He has to be in. And I know I'm not expecting 44 points from the last time he played the Chiefs.
Give me 20.
Yeah, like Corey said, him and Crabtree, you're just chomping at the bit to start.
I agree.
I hope. Don't
play Jared Cook.
This would be the perfect week for Jared Cook to be like 10 for 115 and 2 touchdowns
on everybody's bench.
Yeah, I know. I can see Jared Cook doing that because that's the kind of character Jared Cook is.
He's like, I popped out of the woods.
Yeah,
I'm back. Devontae Booker played just 11 snaps this past Sunday. I said it yesterday. I want to say it again. Do not play anyone in December on Denver.
Yeah, I'm with you, Greg.
Don't do it.
I don't want anybody.
I don't want anybody. Not Demaryius Thomas, not Devontae Booker, not CJ Anderson. Nobody.
Tough. That offense is struggling. Everything is not looking right now.
Vance Joseph. I wonder if Vance Joseph's in trouble after 1 year.
No, I don't think you can do that after 1 year, especially with that quarterback situation. He came in. He inherited those quarterbacks.
You think John Elway's just going to sign Eli?
I think that's a very good possibility. I mean, he's done it once before and it worked.
Yeah.
You know, why not go back to that? Well, you got two wide receivers there in place. You got to pick your running back.
Listen, he's ultimately, you put Eli in there, you kind of get through the Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders years.
Yep.
And you rebuild.
It makes too much sense to me.
I kind of agree with you. It's going to be Denver versus Jacksonville for the services of Eli Manning.
I would go to Jacksonville, though.
It's warmer.
You got the defense and you got the weather. And
you
got grandpa there.
Could you see a situation where the Giants got Cousins and Eli became a Redskin?
No.
Can't see that.
No.
You don't think the Giants would go after Cousins?
I don't. I don't think they'll pay him what he wants to be paid.
That's true, too. The Giants probably won't pay
him. I don't think they'll pay what he wants to be paid. I think, given that they have second overall pick or third overall pick or whatever they finish
with. I think that's a long shot, but that would be just a wild scenario. Like,
yeah, it'd be wild.
The Redskins
I don't see that happening, though. Jay Ajayi, speaking of the NFC East, Jay Ajayi versus LeGarrette Blount had Jay Ajayi way ahead this week. And just the week before, it was LeGarrette Blount that was way ahead. Can you make anything of this, Matt?
I don't know what to do with this. I mean, if it was just Ajayi's backfield, I'd be very happy. But Blount, you got Corey Clement. I don't know.
Kenyon Barner.
Yeah, I'm just, I personally can't start any of these guys.
So you're just totally staying away from the Philly backfield?
For now, I have to. I mean, I don't see how you do it. I'd rather start those guys we talked about earlier.
Corey?
Repeat the question, please.
Are you staying away from the Philly backfield here this weekend?
They got a good matchup. You see what I'm saying?
Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, they got a good matchup this week. I don't think you can stay away altogether. Depending on your situation, it would be tough. You got to, like, I understand you're looking for the one big breakaway run from Ajayi. He might have it this week.
Yeah, I could see what Corey's saying. If, like, you drafted Ajayi around that turn of the first round.
Yeah, exactly. How could you sit him at this point?
But that means nothing.
We're about to send Hunt. You're right.
But my point is, what are your other running backs?
Kenyon Drake. All the guys we're naming. Kenyon Drake, the Peyton Barbers, the Kareem Hunts.
I mean, I just wish it was his backfield. If it was his backfield, that would be...
I agree, but it's not. I very much agree with that, but it's not his backfield.
No. Hopefully you didn't draft JJ.
Corey, if you listen to Corey, you didn't draft JJ, that's for
sure.
No,
you sure didn't. You took Isaiah Crowell instead.
There is a chance Rishard Matthews returns to the lineup for Tennessee, and not a moment too soon, because his offense has been broken without him.
No, it hasn't, and obviously he's a player that you think in most scenarios should be able to get in there in that wide receiver three mix. Don't really see him not being outside the top 32 wide receivers. I would still, though, play Robbie Anderson over him, even with this tough matchup that Anderson has.
The question here is, what the hell do you do with this backfield?
You got to play both. You got to start both.
That's going to be crazy.
Yep, like, you got to start both.
Why do I start DeMarco Murray for?
Because look how many cover carries he gets.
Same amount as Derrick Henry.
You can start both.
But I'm saying, say you only own DeMarco Murray.
That's me. I only own DeMarco Murray.
You have to play him.
No, I don't.
Who you going to bench him for?
I'm benching him for Kenyon Drake.
Okay.
And I'm benching him for
Who?
Kareem Hunt.
Lamar Miller!
I agree with that. Lamar Miller goes in your lineup.
Against San Francisco, that's
right. Yeah, you got it.
Lamar Miller, the San Francisco ranks 31st against the run. By the way, Jordan Howard did nothing against this defense. Very strange. Where's Jordan Howard going to be?
Not strange.
He's good.
Huh?
Jordan Howard's good.
There's not enough Jordan Howard. Everybody's saying Kareem Hunt is knocking me out of the playoffs. I'm not hearing about that about Jordan Howard.
There's nobody out in Jordan Howard that's going to the playoffs. Jordan Howard's like over 1,000 yards again, by the way.
Yeah, it's nothing exciting about Jordan. How many touchdowns do we have?
If you had him the last couple of weeks, you probably didn't make the playoffs.
I just can't play him. He's a second rounder in fantasy drafts next year, though.
Probably third.
I won't be drafted.
I know. All right, we'll come back and talk to Jake and wrap up right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
It's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
What's the name of this?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, this is too much.
Deep Blue Something. The terrible cover version of it.
Oh, it's a cover version. Oh, okay. So the original is better than this,
yes.
I would hope.
It's not much.
Very so.
Did we have this discussion the other day?
We did on this show.
Yeah, this is the song that had me worried.
It's a very similar version.
Who's that on TV, son?
LeVar Ball.
Oh, my Lord. Why is he on TV this morning?
What he's doing to his kids, it's crazy.
How did you ask who that is? He's your idol.
No, I'm looking at him. I'm like, why is he on TV this morning? I just wanted to make sure that was him.
So he took his son out of UCLA.
Yeah.
The other one's out of high school.
Wait a minute. He took his son out of UCLA?
Yeah.
I didn't hear this.
Yesterday, he took him out.
Why? Yeah, so
because he was suspended indefinitely for stealing in China.
Somebody tweeted his career at UCLA, 0 points, one steal.
I like that. Hold on. Wait a minute. That's hear this.
Pulled him from UCLA.
Because I have like a moving process. I don't have no internet, so I haven't really been up to date on anything.
Yeah,
they're going to be probably playing pro ball together soon.
He took LiAngelo out of
UCLA.
Wow,
and it's a bad job by him because LiAngelo's not. He's like, I could do a better job preparing him for the NBA draft than UCLA can. The problem with that is he's not seen as an NBA prospect. Certainly not at the moment. He needs reps. He needs to learn, and he is not going to do that.
He'll be drafted in the second round of the NBA draft.
Mm-mm. He's not even on scouts' watch list, they said.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Ball will talk him up.
I'm sure that's what he's doing right now.
He'll talk him up. Ball will talk him up. I guarantee you, Ball will talk him into getting drafted.
Oh, we'll find out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be a better agent.
I got to find the tweet. There was a funny tweet doing the whole thing about the balls.
That was very, very funny, by the way.
I still think LaMelo is the one. That is awesome. I think LaMelo is the one that's going to be the star.
Has he committed to UCLA yet?
Not yet. He probably won't, though.
No, he's probably going to be overseas.
Yeah, he'll probably go to China and never go to college.
Yeah.
LaVar Ball preparing his kids for the future.
Why not? Good. They making money?
I don't know that LiAngelo is.
Huh?
I don't know that LiAngelo is.
You figure he'd get a chance to play ball overseas. He'll get paid.
I guess so.
Part of the economy.
We're keeping jobs in America.
Make America great again.
Jake Celia, the old kid. What's happening, buddy?
Not too much. We're done talking about this.
This is our show, so just now.
Nah, Jake don't like the ball.
Call him an A-clown.
Yeah, Jake don't like LaVar Ball.
Oh, he's on the news. We're just talking about the news.
Because we keep giving him time on the news. Stop giving him time on the news, he'll go away.
I didn't book him on the news. Another network did.
Right, but we're spending time.
He's an influencer. He moves numbers. People, when the man talks, people want to see what he's going to say crazy.
If he was on Target, we book him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Jake, you wouldn't interview him on Target if Nando was like, yo, we got LaVar Ball. Oh,
hell
I
no.
like
well,
that. Taking a stand.
Nando would because I would do what my boss told me to do, but I wouldn't do it if I was given the choice. Hell no.
I would. And then we get millions of listeners and more money.
Me getting millions of listeners.
That would be like a great PTI, Trump versus LaVar Ball.
Well, that would be excellent.
I prefer like Celebrity Deathmatch, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
That would be cool.
All In Kid, what's good with you? We got EY this week.
Not too much so far.
Jake, how many playoffs have you made in your leagues this year? What's the deal with you?
Don't know yet. I haven't checked everything yet. Corey knows this. I don't usually check everything until after the show.
The week is over, yeah.
The week's over.
Okay, well, I haven't checked this morning.
Come on. You don't know how many playoffs you're in?
I don't know how many playoffs I've been. Same thing like I told Corey. I don't know what my record is on Monday morning. I do work when I wake up. I do the show, and then I check. I'm not that hell-bent on finding these things out.
Well, I'm hell-bent on winning. And in order to win, you got to make the playoffs. So that's what I know. That's why I know in GST, I'm going to take down the king. For Corey Parson, for Jake Seeley, and for Matt Modica, my name is Greg Salzman. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Frenzy is next. We'll find out if Jake made the playoffs anywhere. I don't know. He doesn't know. We'll figure it out. Bye-bye, everybody.